When I went to live in England, it was in 1977, Ajahn Chah told me before he left, he went with me to England, before he went back to Thailand, he said, you must stay here 5 years before you ever come back to Thailand. And so I promised I would do that. So then he left, and during the first year, I wanted to go back to Thailand, I don't know how many times. But his order that I not go back for 5 years, I decided I must honor that. So I stayed on, and then finally after 4 years, I went back at his invitation. I went back to Thailand, and the ironic thing was that before I left for the England in 1977. There was a branch monastery, and they were very eager that I come to their Katina ceremony, which is the ceremony after the Vasa. And I was so fed up with attending all these Katina ceremonies. As the branches increased, then there were more and more of these ceremonies, and they were so utterly boring and endurance contests. And I was expected to go to these because I was the abbot of Wat Nanachat. So anyway, this one I quite rudely refused to go to. I'm not usually very rude, but anyway, I was quite rude to this monk and the lay committee and refused. And then the irony of that was when I went back in 4 years later in 81, the first thing that happens to me is I go to see Ajahn Chah, and I don't know if he even knew about this rudeness of mine 4 years before, but suddenly he asked me to go to this Katina, the first thing. So it was like almost the first, within a few days of arriving, I had to go to this Katina. And I did, though. I didn't refuse a second time.